Christmas with all of the maids, shave your face with Blue Star Blades.
Friends, no razor blades are sharper than Blue Star Blades. So why pay more? Switch to Blue Star and get the quickest, smoothest shaves you ever had. You'll agree, Blue Star Blades win on face value.
Why pay more for razor blades when you pay for noises?
And now, transcribed from Hollywood, the American Safety Razor Corporation, makers of Blue Star Razor Blades, presents The Red Skelton Show.
Disappointed.
Did you ever try to sign a spitball?
You know, there were a lot of autograph seekers outside the stage door tonight as I came in, and someone yelled, "Red Skelton's in the crowd." And they all turned around and looked at me.
Gee, I was so embarrassed.
I was sorry I yelled. One guy ran up with his fountain pen, stuck at my arm, and he says, "Would you sign this in blood, buddy?"
He read it.
Yeah, but I didn't notice the rain was so unusual.
Of course, driving to work tonight, I broke one of my oars.
See, they write these during the rainy days, and then when the sun comes out, everybody forgets it, you know.
California weather sure has been rugged out here lately. First we have rain, and then it freezes. What do you think is the cause of it?
I think the Chamber of Commerce has overdone it. They tell the rest of the country what wonderful weather we have here in California. Mm-hmm. They've got them convinced it's so wonderful that even the eastern weather is moving out here now. Hey, you know the song they say, California, here I come? Brother, when you say it nowadays, it means something. You got the guy sitting in a bar out in the valley, and he says to the other guy, "Well, here's mud in your eye." Just then the whole wall came in.
Well, tell me, Red, how's your new electric blanket working out on these freezing nights?
Oh, fine. It keeps me as warm as toast. But, of course, when it's time to wake up, it pops me right out of bed. Last night it was really cold, though. I caught it trying to crawl under me. You know, last night it was so cold that my pillow and my sheet fought to see who'd get under the blanket first. It was so cold last night, my shorts was wearing my long underwear. Hey, to change the subject, you know, Rod, I'm not freezing.
You're not?
No.
Well, 52 should be a good year, but I'm really worried about it being leap year.
Oh?
But some pretty girl starts making advances.
This lad should have a man-to-man talk with a six-year-old boy.
Now to sing of Grand Central Station.
The folks call it the living room, but lately I have learned, so they call it the living room, as far as we right, let's face it. From one of the sharpest characters in town.
Ground and honed in oil, made of the finest blue steel, Blue Star blades, keen and sharp as blades can be. Yes, then, no razor blades are sharper than Blue Star. No blades give you quicker, slicker, smoother shaves time and time again. And it's all because, like the highest price blades, Blue Star blades are ground and honed in oil. And they're made of the finest blue steel. Yet, Blue Star blades are economical, as the regular package of single or double edge, 10 cents. And the large economy size dispensers save you even try a Blue Star blade. Remember the name, Blue Star, a precision product by ASR. You'll agree, Blue Star wins on face value. So,
why pay more for razor blades when you paid for
Now we open our skeleton scrapbook of satire to the stories on doctors and hospitals. Chapter 34, The Ambulance Driver.
Mr. Lumplump, the phone is ringing.
Well, I hear it. I think I thought it was. Wish bell ringers or something.
Mr. Lump, you'd better answer that phone if you want to keep your job.
I don't care if I keep my job or not. You understand? I don't care whether I keep my job or not.
Sick people. Nothing but sick people around here. Everybody in the place is sick. Everybody's sick. Even the windows have pain.
Now, Andrew.
Hello. General Hospital, Private Lump speaking. You want to report an accident?
Okay, tattletale. I still say I don't care whether I keep my job or not.
You want to report an accident, huh? It sounds pretty serious.
How do you like that? Somebody walked in front of a car.
Must have been an out-of-towner. A native would have scaled the curb for him. Anybody hurt?
Only the driver. He missed him.
Then why are they calling us?
Well, the pedestrian laughed so hard that he bent over too far, fell on his head, and broke his neck. Hello, when did this happen? 2 hours ago. Look, wise guy, call me back next week. It'll take us that long to get there. Why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it will take us that long to get there, because we have a new ambulance, and they haven't delivered the wheels yet.
Let's go pick them up now, because you're going to be the slowest ambulance driver in this country.
Let's go. We'll go pick up this guy. Are we in? Yes, now we are.
Gonna drive, are you?
Why not?
Because every time you drive, we look in worse shape than the people we pick up.
The same time when I drive, we don't have to go so far to the accident. Oh, let's show them how to handle him. Get out of the way, Paul, or you dope. Get out of the way,
Hey, take it easy going around them curves.
Look, if you are scared, do what I do. Close your eyes. Nothing to worry about as long as one wheel is on the ground.
Yeah, but the only one touching is the spare.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Depends on what kind of a life you've led.
where'd the call come from?
Let's see. The address was... Ought, double ought, nothing. That's up on nothing street. Here, I know a haircut up this. I know a shortcut. Up this street here. Now, I will go up this road here. And through that store.
But really, this is a dead end street.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, well. A lucky break.
We won't have to wait for the ambulance.
Chapter 35, The Society Doctor, or Kildare, was here.
Well, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
You're early.
Yes.
It's only 3 o'clock.
Yes, the champagne was pretty weak last night. It seemed like water.
In fact, it was water.
Here are a few reports.
Oh?
Mrs. John Murray took her last suntan treatment, and she's brown as a berry.
Good. Now we'll get her back. Send her a bill, and she'll turn white as a sheet.
Oh, and here's a check for H.P. Friedman.
$50,000 for a little checkup.
Did you take his pulse?
No, is it missing? Oh, well, would you call the Cadillac people and order me a new convertible, will you?
But you have one downstairs now.
I know, but it's heading in the wrong direction. Not only that, the ashtrays are full. Send whoever's in the office in, will you?
Oh, good morning, sir. The doctor will see you. Here's your bill, $25.
But I just came in.
I know. We have a threshold charge. You're patient, Doctor.
I'm very patient, yes. Oh, how are you? Now, my good man, what seems to be the trouble? Speak up, my good man. Speak up, speak
well,
up. Speak up, my good man. Speak up, speak up. Speak up, speak up, speak up.
Well, give me a chance, will you?
The needle's stuck.
Well, Doctor, I've been having a little trouble with my ears.
Oh, outside of the fact they're both on the same side of your head. I don't see anything wrong with us. For Dr. Norm Thompson there. He's our diagnostician.
What?
He's the guy to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yes, Doctor?
Examine this man, will you?
Look, I know what's wrong with me. It's my ears.
Step in here and remove your clothing, please.
What?
You can only step in here and remove your clothing.
They're up here.
Right in here. It'll only take a second. There, you see, it only took a second. Here's your bill, $75.
What did you find, Doctor?
A bad ear.
Bad ear? I better send for Dr. Immerman.
Hey, yes, Doctor?
Hello?
Tonight I saw that English movie.
You say no. I've got a patent for you. A patient for you.
Something wrong with your ears?
Yes, sir. You an ear specialist?
Yes, sir. Now, let me take a look.
They're up there.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're looking at the wrong one. It's the right ear.
Oh. Well, in that case, I can't do anything for you. You see, I'm a left ear specialist.
Wait, I'll get Dr. Van Cott. He's the right ear specialist.
Never mind, you're making my blood boil.
That'll be $25 for sterilizing your system. maybe I could help you. What is wrong with your ears?
I keep hearing things.
You keep hearing things, huh? Like people's voices?
Why, yes.
Very strange.
Do you hear bells?
Yes.
Yes, I do hear bells.
You hear bells because of the ringing in your ears.
Well, can you cure me, Doc?
Sure. Take 5 of these and your trouble will be over.
Well, what are they, pills?
No, shotguns.
Dave rolls the orchestra with an old favorite.
Always.
I pay more for ways to blaze when your face won't know you did.
That's right, Junior. Why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did? No razor blades at any price are sharper than Blue Star blades. And no razor blades at any price give you quicker, smoother shave. That's because Blue Star blades are made of the finest blue steel. Like high-priced blades, they're ground and honed in oil. And yet, Blue Star blades, either single or double-edged, cost you only 10 cents in the regular package. And you save even more money when you buy the large economy-sized dispenser. So, man, remember, for the quickest, smoothest, most economical shave you can get, get Blue Star blades. Yes, why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did?
Speak up, faces. Tell your bodies to get Blue Star blades.
Tonight, our Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire presents a story entitled The Tooth, the Whole Tooth, and Nothing But the Tooth. Chapter 122 is entitled G.I. Dentist. Before a man is separated from the Army, he must go through a complete physical checkup. This includes a visit to the dentist. This is the story of Cauliflower McPug. To Harvard Medical School.
No, but they don't want me while I'm alive.
Well, there's just one more thing you have to do before you become a civilian house hunter. Take this slip and report to the dental clinic.
Always ordering me around. You know the first thing I'm going to do when I get out of the Army?
No.
That's it. Nobody must have told you.
No, they didn't.
No.
Look, will you take this slip and get over to the dentist's office before I beat your brains out?
You're going to beat my brains out? Oh, you dreamer. boy, you go on and hit me. Try and knock me silly. You're wasting your time, dude.
Go on and beat it over there now and watch that back talk. Don't forget that I have bars on my shoulders.
Yeah, I bet you used to have them on your windows, too.
Another crack like that, and I'll have you transferred to Pasadena.
No, no, not that, not that. Okay, I'll get over to the dentist office. Oh, you're in the Army now. You're not behind a plow. You'll never get rich. Well, here's the dental clinic. That must be the place that got the skull and crossbones on the door.
Well, soldier, what can I do for you?
I think you've already done it. Dr. Hoyt, a friend of mine by the name of Hoyt.
Well, what's your name?
Well, my name's Cauliflower McPug.
Your serial number?
Cream of wheat.
What's your mother's name?
Mother?
What's your father's name?
I'm sorry you mentioned him, you see. He died when he was 6 years old.
How could he be your father if he was only 6 years old?
He left a complete book of instructions with mother. And she followed it to the letter. Say, would you do me a favor? It's driving me nuts. Would you answer the phone, please?
Your rank.
What's that?
Your rank.
Well, you're not so hot yet, down. What are you pointing at? I'm a private first class.
What branch of service?
Oh, any tree I can hang on. I'm in field artillery.
What do you do?
I had a very important job, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time the gun is fired, I put my finger in the captain's ear.
For how long have you been in the service?
4 years, 6 months, and 10 tons of spam.
Take this paper down the hall.
In that night, there's a little cat with a bell around his neck. Yes, Corporal, sir. I'll see you later, sir. I'll see you now. Mademoiselle from Armentieres for the boys. Mademoiselle from Armentieres for the boys. Good word, but the dentist. I wonder which door I go in. Let's see, I'll try this one.
Do you want gas, Colonel? No, I like to feel like a combat man. You can clean my teeth without anesthetic.
Well, bully for him. That was for the officers. Let's see now. Maybe this is for the enlisted men. Him. You know, Dick's liable to replace the firing squad. You know. I'm getting out of here, boy. I'm getting out.
Just a second, Private.
Not the private.
Are you here to have your teeth x-rayed?
Yes, I'm getting out, though.
Well, just step in here. Oh, sit in that chair. Oh, Miss Piker.
Yes, Major.
Prepare this man for an examination.
Oh, did you drop another one? Goody.
Okay, go ahead. Prepare me for the examination. We all got to go sooner or later.
Well, nurse, how do the teeth look?
Well, this rear molar doesn't look too good.
Hmm? Oh, yes, it does look bad.
Get your head out of my mouth, will you?
I guess I'd better pull it. Here, I'll give you this tablet. It's a painkiller.
A painkiller? Yes. Are you sure it will kill the pain?
This will kill anything. It's pure arsenic.
Isn't arsenic poison?
Yes, in a way. 99 9/10 of the human race is allergic to it. But you may be the 0.1% that arsenic won't hurt. Now, here. Take it.
We're practically no gamble at all.
Just hold your mouth open for 1 second.
Yeah, I'll open my mouth, but don't hurt me, will you, please?
There. Did that hurt?
No, but I could have saved you a lot of time by just handing them to you. You see, I wear four.
Listening to the Red Skelton Show, presented by the makers of Blue Star Razor Blades. No razor blades are sharper. No razor blades give you quicker, smoother shaves than Blue Star blades. So next time, ask for Blue Star, a precision product by ASR, and you'll agree.
I've tried them all for shaving ease, and Blue Star gets my bid. So why pay more for razor blades when your face won't know you did?
Thanks for letting us come into your home. And we'll be with you again next week. And this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, Blue Star Blades.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.